USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
It appears Brett Kavanaugh will get Senate confirmation to the Supreme Court Saturday, but there will be one Republican not voting for him, Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski.
I could not conclude that he is the right person for the court at this time. It is as hard a choice, probably as close a call, as any that I can ever remember.
Rather than voting no, she'll vote present as a courtesy to Montana Senator Steve Daines, who will miss the vote to attend his daughter's wedding, since it won't change the outcome. The same group, but different name, the world-famous Mormon Tabernacle Choir, will now be called the Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square. Church President Russell M. Nelson announced back in August that Mormon would be stripped from the church's full name. Latter-day Saints will be an accepted shorthand. The group has been known as the Mormon Tabernacle Choir since 1929. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Speaking to about 3,000 Princeton students and alumni shortly after it became clear that Brett Kavanaugh will be confirmed by the Senate to the High Court, Justice Sonia Sotomayor said justices must rise above partisanship in their personal relationships.
We have to treat each other with respect and dignity and with a sense of amicability that the rest of the world doesn't often share.
Also speaking to the Princeton audience, Justice Elena Kagan said the court must guard its image of being fair and impartial.
Where the rest of the political environment is so divided, every single one of us has an obligation to think about what it is that provides the court with its legitimacy and to think about how we can be not so politically divided as some of the other political institutions in the nation.
Both the justices attended Princeton and were appointed to the High Court by President Obama. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke, guilty of second-degree murder in the death of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald and 16 counts of aggravated battery for each of the 16 shots fired. McDonald's great uncle, the Reverend Marvin Hunter, says it has implications nationwide.
This is a victory for America. As I first stated, America was on trial here.
That's right.
And people all over America and all over the world have been waiting to see what was going to happen.
That's what they were.
They've been watching. And so this is a victory for everyone.
Van Dyke's defense attorney, Dan Herbert, says his client was abandoned by Chicago city leaders in the name of political expediency.
He was an absolute sacrificial lamb. He was sacrificed by his leaders, by political leaders, by our supposed community leaders, and it was all for one reason, to save themselves and sacrifice Jason Van Dyke.
Van Dyke is the first Chicago police officer in half a century to be found guilty of murder for an on-duty shooting. He faces a minimum of 6 years in prison when sentenced. The now infamous police dashboard camera video of the shooting was released 3 years ago by court order. The Labor Department released a monthly jobs report, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The report shows the economy adding 134,000 jobs last month when most economists were expecting about 180,000 jobs had been added. The government September jobs report also shows the nation's unemployment rate fell to 3.7%, the lowest since 1969.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.